Many years ago, when I was house-sitting for some friends, I came across a pack of cards on their bedside table. These were not playing cards. They weren't playing poker late at night. Instead, each card had a short message, a sentence or so on it, and when I looked at the pack, I realized that whoever produced them, the author, and I'm not sure who it was or what the title of the pack was, it was meant to give a short, inspiring or encouraging sentence each day. And I imagine that perhaps this couple for whom I was house-sitting, when they got up each morning, turned over the top card, read the sentence, and let that be something of a guide for the day or a little bit of a boost for the living of their day. So I decided to try that the next morning, turned over the top card, and this is what it said. Just remember, in 100 years, all new people. In 100 years, all new people. Now, is that an inspiring message? Well, as it turned out, I was going through a particularly challenging time in my life when I read that card, and suddenly I realized that all of the things that seemed so urgent or that were provoking anxiety in my life would be forgotten 100 years on. No one living then would know anything about them. And the thought that there would be no one around to remember the mistakes I had made or the relationships I had damaged, well, that was strangely comforting. But of course, the reality is that life is with people. There may be all new people in 100 years, but in the everyday moments of our existence, it is people we love, people we admire, and yes, people we fear, and people who make our lives more difficult and challenging that are all interwoven with our lives. Now, sometimes that is challenging. I've told you before the philosophy of Linus in the Peanuts cartoon, who was tormented always by his older sister, Lucy. He said, it's humanity I love, it's people I can't stand. All those particulars. But on this day, on this Feast of All Saints, we see that undeniable truth that life is with people as a great, great blessing. Today we acknowledge the essential importance of people in our lives and of the importance of people in God's heart, as it is through the lives of human beings that the desires and dreams of God for this world are made real. Today we will welcome a particular person, a young infant, into the body of Christ, and we will celebrate the blessings that his birth had brought to his parents, to his sister, to his godparents, grandparents, and indeed to this larger community of faith. In the early church, and in some traditions to this day, the candidate for baptism is fully immersed in water with the recognition that he or she was being fully immersed in the Holy Spirit. But everyone who is baptized is also fully immersed into what you might call a pool of people, a community who makes promises to teach and share the good news of Jesus Christ, that we are loved from our birth, and that by that love we are invited to enter into the fullness of life, what Jesus often called the kingdom of God. We can be with and for people when their presence in our lives is a blessing, and yes, in those messy moments of life when we would just as soon hope that some of them would go away. It's no accident that before we baptize anyone in the church, each of us who has been baptized is asked to renew our commitment to Jesus Christ and to be reminded of our own baptismal vows. If a child learns to respect the dignity of every human being on this earth, it will be because they have been taught that, and we are called to teach. And if a child learns that some persons, be they migrants, be they persons of color, be they transgender, be they Jews, are of lesser worth, or are demonized and seen only as threat and enemy, it will be because someone has taught them that, or that we have failed in our task to teach them otherwise. Scripture, in our own experience, teaches us that the voice of God may come to us in a vision or a dream. I know how often I used to yearn for a burning bush experience when God's voice would have come to me as clearly as it did to Moses on Mount Sinai. But more often than not, God's voice comes to us in the voices of people, those who love us, who teach us, who sometimes know us better than we know ourselves and can see things in us that we can't for ourselves. Long before Toni Morrison or Hillary Clinton popularized that African proverb, "It takes a village to raise a child," the church understood that truth. Sarah and Ryan, you can't do it alone. And we promise to be here with you and for you. It takes a body, the body of Christ. I have a friend who, since November 1st, the actual day of All Saints, has posted brief reflections each day on his Facebook page of the various persons in his life who led him to faith and inspired him to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. He is remembering them, but more importantly, he is bearing witness to their continuing presence in his life. They are a continual gift of God, even as some of them have gone on before him to another realm. Which brings us to that larger pool of people today. Yes, we will all stand and surround the baptismal font, but so will the saints. The saints who have gone before us. They are present this day. We see them face to face. And that's especially important to remember if you don't feel up to the task of living out your discipleship and helping to shape and mold the faith of others. We have teachers who have taught us. We have mentors who have inspired us. We have persons who have gone before us, the saints. In a few moments, we are going to be reading aloud the names of those saints who have died in the last year. But after those names have been read, there will be time for you to say aloud the names of those you love and see no more. Especially, I invite you to consider today the teachers and mentors and formers of faith for you in your life. The scriptures today remind us that they are not forgotten by God. We grieve even as Jesus grieved over the grave of Lazarus, but we will also give thanks, for we can look to them, for in God's love their lives have not ended, and their influence on us can continue. This past Friday evening, many people from across the diocese gathered at a dinner to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the election of Barbara C. Harris as the first woman bishop in the Anglican Communion. Barbara C. Harris, some of you have met her, an African-American woman, elected in 1988, much beloved now in our diocese, but her election was controversial at the time, with many across the world, including some in our own diocese, predicting that her election would mean the end of the Anglican Communion. She was subjected to hate mail, to death threats, and the scorn of many. And as Bishop Harris spoke to us on Friday evening about that time, she recalled a conversation she had with a bishop from another denomination who in her own church had been elected as the first African-American woman bishop in her denomination, a sister in faith who had faced the same discrimination that Barbara Harris faced. And what this bishop told her was this: the power behind you is greater than the task ahead of you. The power behind you is greater than the task ahead of you. So on this Feast of All Saints, as we seek and strive to be a beloved community for the newly baptized, I might rephrase that advice this way. The people behind us are greater than the task ahead of us. The saints all around us are greater than any challenge we face to overcome evil, to respect the dignity of every human being, to cherish the wondrous works of creation, and to live out our baptismal vows. We will be praying for those saints in a moment. And just remember this, that they are praying for us and will do so continually in the heavenly realm to the glory of God. Amen.